Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday. Now, the postponement of elective surgery has been one of the many unfortunate consequences of the pandemic. Shepparton mother Kayla Doncon knows this only too well and has been campaigning for patients such as her baby daughter to be moved up the list. We're joined on the line right now by Kayla. Good morning, Kayla.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for your time this morning. Tell us about your baby daughter, Greta.
Yeah, so Greta was born with a cleft lip and palate. So what that means is in her palate, she's got a hole in the roof of her mouth and then a hole in her lip, which doesn't connect properly up through her nose. It's a genetic condition for us. So my brother and sister were also born with this, but it still comes as a real shock to us. And yeah, she's done pretty well considering her challenges, but obviously we have had a lot of feeding difficulties along the way.
How old is Greta now?
She's almost 10 months now, so she should have had her lip repair when she was 6 months, and that was also a delayed time due to COVID, so it can be done as early as 4, and then the palate's generally repaired around 12 months.
What are some of the consequences of leaving this kind of surgery until a later date?
Yeah, the consequences are pretty big for the palate surgery in particular. So that's quite critical for dental and speech development, particularly as they're getting to the age that Greta is now, where they're starting to form some of their sounds and learn to talk. But obviously delaying one has a domino effect for the other. So once one's pushed out, it affects the other because they need to have that gap in between before they're able to perform the second surgery again.
And I believe you've had about 3 surgeries cancelled already.
We've had 3 cancelled now, so 2 were due to the elective surgery freezes, and the third one was a little bit out of anyone's control, but about a month prior, our whole family tested positive for COVID, and they don't have a lot of information yet, but generally speaking they prefer to wait 6 to 8 weeks before they perform any surgery after that positive diagnosis.
So you actually got an online petition going to address this?
Yeah, we do on change.org, and I know that some elective surgeries have resumed now in Victoria, which is fantastic, and Greta's been given a tentative date of the 17th of February, but there's still many other people still waiting in limbo. I won't be confident that it'll be done until it's done because, you know, like we've experienced 3 times before, it can just the pin can just get pulled at the last minute and you're left waiting again. And some of these surgeries, not just for cleft children, but other children and adults are really important for deteriorating health conditions or people being in pain. So,
yeah, I mean, the definition of elective, I mean, what's elective? I mean, it seems to be if it's not sort of life-threatening today, then it's elective. So that leaves a lot out, doesn't it?
That's right.
Okay, so obviously it's not an easy fix, this problem, is it though? Because it's a bit of a domino effect with an incredible backlog now.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And it's important for me to note too, the hospital's been absolutely fantastic and I place no blame on them. They've really advocated for Greta and trying to slot her in whenever they can on the very limited surgical list that they've got going at the moment, just knowing that she's getting older and older and her cleft lip and palate repair is becoming a little bit more urgent. But, yeah, it's just sort of the third year into the pandemic and we're always seeing new strains and fluctuations in the cases. It's just you sort of wonder, you know, can we do better and are we still going to be doing this in the 6th year?
I guess ultimately you'd like that sort of surgery not to be classified as elective.
Yeah, that's right. And I understand that you know, it sort of falls, it's very black and white. It's life-threatening or it's not. But when you actually look at what's considered elective surgery, some of those, some people that fall into that category, they're really important time-critical surgeries. So I think there just needs to be a review overall of what can be done there, and elective surgery not just being the default or the go-to whenever things need to be cut or altered in the health system, because, you know, it's a short-term freeze, but it can have really long-lasting detrimental effects.
I guess you're not given any reasons for the cancellation. Do you believe that it's, you know, because staff have COVID and they've had to be put off?
Yeah, I believe it's also that a lot of the staff are being redeployed onto COVID units, and there's not as many staff and nurses for that post-operative care. So I understand the strains on the health system, and we're hearing, you know, right across Victoria, New South Wales and beyond, that healthcare workers are just doing their best and they're completely burnt out. So, you know, I don't know what the answer is, but I know it's leaving a lot of people in a really vulnerable position.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably creating future health problems, which will then again put more strain on the system. So, yeah, sooner or later, hopefully this, you know, they can catch up.
Yeah, I hope so. I can't even imagine the backlog.
Mm. Well, look, I've really fingers crossed for Greta. How old is she now?
Greta's almost about to turn 10 months. So yep. Now, because they've missed the boat on that first surgery, they're going to look to combine her two, so to do two in one, which will be a really massive recovery. But we'll be pleased to have them both out of the way.
Well, good luck with that. I really hope she gets it soon and that she recovers really well. And good on you for getting out there and putting the issue on the agenda a little bit more. I signed your petition, and other people can too, can't they? You said change.org. How do they find your petition?
Probably the easiest way is to search my name, so Kayla Donkon, D-O-N-C-O-N, and it should pop up to allow cleft surgeries to resume.
All right. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Kayla, and all the best.
Thanks, Terry.
Let Merritt Funeral Services take the stress out of your funeral arrangements. Whether you're looking to prepay a funeral, arrange a bond, or prearrange a complete funeral, Merritt Funeral Services are just a phone call away. They can even come direct to you anywhere across the region to help walk you through the process each and every step of the way. With more than 40 years industry experience, expect nothing less than service and advice that exceeds your expectations. Let Merritt Funeral Services take care of everything. Phone 5825 1651.
1FM sponsor.
If the best places are the toughest to reach, the KTM 890 Adventure R is the right machine to take you there. Boasting a new engine with increased capacity and added performance, this is a serious travel-capable off-road motorcycle ready for extreme escapes off a beaten track. With stock available now for immediate delivery, book your demo today with the GB's home of KTM, Shepparton Motorcycles. Contact Brendan and the team at Shepparton Motorcycles, Purcell Street, Shepparton, and visit shepparton.mpe.com.au. LMCT 11819.
1FM sponsor.
Looking for a new TV but can't find the big brand names in stock anywhere? TV brands like Samsung and Sony have become as rare as a unicorn. But Jason's TV has stock of genuine Samsung TVs. That's right, we have a very limited supply of Samsung TVs. We will deliver, install, and set up all the smart TV functions. So if you're looking for a new TV, don't settle for what's left on the shelves. We have Samsung TVs. Order now, 0403 688 666.
1FM sponsor.
Station sponsors McNamara Real Estate are now servicing the entire Goulburn Valley area. Our proud local family-run business is pleased to offer you a comprehensive service that comes with decades of local real estate experience between our team and is the region's best value agency, offering the area's only all-inclusive capped price commission rates. That's right, capped price commission. So if you're considering selling your home, please contact McNamara Real Estate on 5831 6405. That's 5831 6405. Or visit us at mcnamararealestate.com.au.
From all here at the Maroopna Golf Club, thank you to the local footballing and greater community for supporting us throughout the pandemic. Whether you're a serious golfer looking to improve your game or you, your mates, or your family are just looking for a bit of fun, remember, the Maroopna Golf Club is home to the Goulburn Valley's only full-length driving range, open to the public 7 days a week. Have a meal in our bistro with Palmy Nights now on every Thursday. And don't forget to check out our fully stocked and price competitive pro shop for all of your golfing equipment and apparel needs. Thank you, and see you here at the Maroopna Golf Club.
Station sponsor.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.